Conservatives should take note that while they defend the soldiers of our armed forces against enemies, they choose to support a manufacturer that could single-handedly cripple our military and leave this nation vulnerable to its real enemies, to say nothing of destroying the lives of millions of innocent men and women. It is also unfortunate that conservative politicians and pundits have been led to believe it is their mission in life as philosophical champions of capitalism to defend the corporate world, even international corporate conglomerates run by those who eschew the very foundations of conservatism. Conservatives will cry that I must be a liberal or environmental fanatic. In fact, I am a conservative and have been all my life. Capitalism is very different from the opportunistic system modern corporations have invented for themselves. For a magnificent defense of true capitalism, see Ludwig von Mises' magnificent 1949 work, Human Action. Von Mises' student, F.A. Hayek, eventually won the Nobel Prize for Economics. Both of these great men recognized that the corporation, especially the international corporation, is in fact alien to the principles of capitalist economics, and they saw corporate collusion with the government as the greatest danger to a true free market, using the power of the government to prevent competition and to protect themselves from citizens who recognize the dangers that corporate activity poses to public health and safety. Modern-day corporations act more like small governments, complete with massive bureaucracies, dictatorial heads and boardrooms filled with corruption, intrigue and collusion with those in political power. These behemoths are not free market entities, but rather exist as a merger between capitalism and socialism, something that was once known by its true name, fascism, or corporatism. Corporations are impersonal, bureaucratic, slow to change, resistant to criticism, and rely on incestuous relationships with governmental power structures for their continued existence. Further, I find it ironic that conservatives have chosen to support and defend international corporations, when the vast majority of these corporations financially support our nation's political and military enemies. Von Mises first pointed out that corporations use the power of government to prevent competition. Let's face it, corporations are responsible for most of the regulations in which our society is drowning. They themselves have literally choked off the free enterprise system they so loudly defend. They detest competition, yet are wrongly defended by conservatives who rightly extol the virtues of free enterprise. As for environmentalists, the leaders, though not their followers, have a secret agenda that they rarely make public. They want to see a socialist world, one controlled by bureaucrats and politicians, their bureaucrats and politicians. Instead of a free market, a giant collectivist machine controlling all that we do would be forced on us. I find it telling that the left and the West supported the Soviet Union throughout the Cold War, as an example to follow. They extolled the virtues of the Soviet system in protecting the environment and preventing the rape of the world's resources. The irony is that socialism, not the capitalist West, produced the world's first nuclear reactor disaster. With the collapse of the Soviet political structure, suddenly, we learned that the most massive pollution in the history of the world occurred in the socialist countries of the world, the Soviet Union and Eastern Bloc nations. Entire lakes were so polluted that not a single living organism could be found. Millions of children were deformed by chemical pollution from factories and mining operations. In Romania, thousands of mentally deficient children are left to languish in filthy, poorly staffed living hells run by the government, all the result of mass pollution and rape of the environment. Even when all of this was known to the West, these loud, often obnoxious defenders of the environment remained silent to this disaster. Most of the destruction and environmental contamination by socialist countries will take hundreds of years to correct, if it can be corrected at all. My point is that there is plenty of blame to go around. The environmental problems we face should be depoliticized, not used as a forum to promote socialism or conservatism. God created the earth and gave it to us to care for as good stewards. We should fulfill that goal as His children. Introduction. One of the most frequent questions I hear when I lecture on nutrition is, if our nutrition is so bad, why are we living longer than ever before? This is a good question, and a little examination will provide us with a bit of insight. Yes, we are living longer, in terms of median survival, but we are not living healthier.